Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News for today, Friday, October 9. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Acting Chief Cultural Officer wants Dominicans to think of Erica's victims during independence season. Attorney Astafan defending a Prime Minister Skerrit re his association with Jill the Chinese billionaire NG Lapsang. And Dominica signs a $50,000 Canadian agreement to hopefully boost production of potatoes and other crops. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details after these words.
Do you have what it takes? Are you ready? Ready or not, Quartz kicks off the season with our unbeatable deals featuring the world's best brands. Buy any Whirlpool product for a chance to win $10,000. Choose your own free gift with furniture purchases $499 and over. Shop with Ready Finance and pay nothing until January 2016. On credit accounts 24 months and over. Don't miss the action. It's game on at Quartz.
Acting Chief Cultural Officer Jacinta David wants Dominicans to pay special attention to those who were affected by Tropical Storm Erica as the country observes its 37th anniversary of independence. She told the launch of the independence celebrations on Wednesday that cultural leaders and artists were affected or died during the storm of August 27.
In particular, the people of Pitistavan, Dubik, Paradise Valley, Good Hope, Koliu, and Koulibistri. We would like to make mention of our cultural leaders, artists, and above all, Andrew Daru, David Billy Lewis, and Clifton Lewis. We miss them dearly, but we can only honor them by continuing the work which they were so passionate about. Traditional dance, stilpan, calypso, theater, creative dance, poetry, and craft. And so, we celebrate 37 years of independence under the theme Rebuilding Dominica Together. The Cultural Division will work together with a number of individuals and institutions to present an exceptional program of events for Independence 2015. Our overseas friends, together with Dominicans living abroad, are invited to mark the occasion with us.
She says History Week is planned for next week.
For 2015, the decided theme for History Week is the Road to Independence, 1950 to 1978. The signature activity for History Week is a Road to Independence research project, which includes an interactive website, dominicahistory.org. The Division of Culture engaged the services of Create Caribbean, Inc., headed by Dr. Shyla Esprit, on this project. The project and website will be formally presented to the public at a special event on Tuesday, 13th October at the Dominica State College. It seeks to raise awareness of the key developments and milestones between 1950 and 1978, the year Dominica became politically independent. History Week will be held from October 12th to 16th, island-wide. Our annual Independence Art and Craft Exhibition will this year take the form of an art competition. The theme is Erica. Prizes of $1,000, $750, and $500 will be awarded to first, second, and third place winners, respectively. And all the winning pieces will be considered donations to the Cultural Division for sale on the night of October 21st, 2015 at the Old Mill Cultural Center from 7 p.m. and all proceeds will be donated to the National Relief Fund. Independence 2015 continues with the Creole Dress Parade on October 30th, June Creole, from 10:30 a.m. through the streets of Roseau.
Meanwhile, Dominica's Minister for Culture, Justina Charles, has sent a strong message to citizens to set their priorities straight in efforts to rebuild the country. The minister used her address at the official media launch of the 37th independence celebrations on Wednesday to implore Dominicans to move the nation forward. She stressed that now is simply not the time to be divisive. A breaking news report has revealed that several families were left homeless following a massive fire in Newtown early this Friday morning. The cause of the fire, which took place in an area called Montego Bay, is unknown at this time, but reports indicate that seven houses were destroyed in the blaze, but there are no reports of injuries at this time. Q95 News will bring you more on the matter as new information unfolds. The Ministry of Health is placing major focus on nutritional guidelines for the aging population in Dominica in the aftermath of a disaster. Nutritionist Marinese Teat says a special disaster must be given to the elderly or special focus in light of the spread of infectious diseases such as gastroenteritis. Teat was speaking in an interview with Q95 on Monday.
In a time like now, when we have gastroenteritis on the increase, the elderly person is at a higher risk of, you know, contracting infectious disease like gastroenteritis. And therefore, the elderly person, their appetite is very, very important for us to consider. We have to consider all the areas in which their food is affected, so that we can help them to stay healthy during crisis or during normal time. And the taste buds are, you know, the sensitivity of it is not as strong as before. And therefore, food has to be even tastier for them. Sometimes they tell you the food has no salt, but it has salt. For you, it has a lot of salt. So therefore, their food preferences, when they tell you, I like this, I prefer this than that, it is a good thing to consider that, because if you keep on giving them the things that they do not eat or they do not want or they do not like, their nutritional status is going to go down. Mm-hmm. So first is their food preferences. You have to look at that.
An organization representing women in Dominica says it is now incorporating shelters into its program. This as the Bureau of Gender Affairs is announcing a shift in its work plan after Tropical Storm Erica. Acting Director of the Bureau of Gender Affairs, Akira Paul, says several changes have been made following Erica.
Although shelters on one hand would provide safety in terms of disasters, but at the same time, it creates vulnerabilities where personalities and stuff is concerned. So in moving forward, we've decided to incorporate shelters into the social mobilization campaign, where we'll be addressing trauma related to gender-based violence against women and girls in the shelters, incorporating training skills, public education trainings, advocacy trainings, workshops to shelter managers. Also to incorporating sexual and reproductive health issues that may arise as a result of post-disaster issues.
Meantime, the Bureau has received a sum of $32,000 for the provision of what is being called dignity kits for women.
We received funding and approved budget of $40,000 from UNFPA and UN Women combined to provide dignity kits for women. In terms of disasters, while we focus on the basic needs such as food, clothing and shelter, sometimes the personal aspect of women is forgotten. And so the dignity kits would provide some sort of items that would help women to cope with the with hygiene, to ensure that the hygiene is maintained, the dignity is maintained during the disasters. So a number of items were provided, and each kit costs at least $80. We had three different types of kits. We had the kits for reproductive age, which targeted girls from 10 and above. And then we had the non-reproductive kits, which targeted with women who are probably in the menopause or so. And then we had the adult kits, which targeted women who are probably using Pampers and, you know, of age.
You are listening to Q95's Lunchtime News. In more news this afternoon, lead attorney for the Dominica Labour Party, senior counsel Anthony Astafan, is attempting to clear the air about Prime Minister Skerrit's association with Jill, the Chinese billionaire NG Lapsang. Reports have surfaced in the international media with respect to charges of corruption leveled against Lapsang and many Dominicans at home and overseas, including members of Dominica's official parliamentary opposition, have been expressing concern about the nature of Prime Minister Skerrit's relationship with Mr. Lapsang and his three arrested associates. There have been speculation from the opposition and the public regarding the recent participation of Prime Minister Skerrit at a conference in Macau, where he reportedly signed some document along with the same three persons who have been arrested by United States law enforcement. Speculation is therefore being fueled even further by these recent arrests of Chinese billionaire NG Lapsang and two UN officials, Francis Lorenzo and John Ash, who were recently arrested in an alleged bribery scheme. All three arrested were part of the same meeting attended by Dominica's prime minister. This was opposition leader Lennox Linton speaking at a press conference called by the UWP yesterday.
Mrs. Skerritt owes it to the people of Dominica to come clean in that regard. And the people of Dominica must demand that he comes clean. We note that Mrs. Skerritt, while he was at the South-South Conference, signed a deal with Mr. NG Lapseng. John Ash fell into trouble because he accepted bribes for doing the bidding of NG Lapseng while he was president of the UN General Assembly. What is the nature of the relationship between NG Lapseng and Roosevelt Skerritt at this time? And are there any risks for us as a nation state seeking to raise $1.3 billion for reconstruction from the world community?
But lead Dominica Labour Party attorney senior counsel Anthony Astafan contends that Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt is not implicated in the matter. He made a reference to an affidavit published by the Department of Justice in the United States.
Thompson Fontaine and others of the United Workers' Party have put out photographs of the Prime Minister in Macau at the United Nations or some other official meeting in Macau, together with Ash and the Chinese persons, all of whom have been charged with corruption and bribery. There's a very long affidavit in support of the criminal complaint that have been published by the Department of Justice in the United States. They're obviously not speaking to it properly if they're referring to the affidavit filed by the FBI agent. There is not a single reference to Dominica, and there's not a single reference to the Prime Minister of Dominica, whether expressly or by implication. None. So I don't know what they're waiting on. The Prime Minister is not mentioned, and Dominica is not mentioned, far less implicated in this matter.
Meanwhile, the United Workers' Party is calling for a reduction in the size of the cabinet of the Dominica Labour Party and the reversal of a decision to grant the Speaker of the House of Assembly an increase in pay. Opposition leader Lennox Linton addressed a conference called by the UWP Thursday as Dominica continues to embark on the Reconstruction Recovery Program following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica.
We demand, number one, a reduction in the size of cabinet from 18 to 12 ministers, no more than 12, and a removal of the cabinet advisors, the politically appointed permanent secretaries, and the rejected Labour Party election candidates who have been hired at the rate of $80,000 a year. Taken together, these initiatives will yield savings of over $2.2 million per year that can be properly spent on national reconstruction. Secondly, we demand immediate reversal of the cabinet decision to grant the Speaker of the House a pay increase of 111% with back pay of approximately $20,000 as of August 2015.
Dominica placed a significant focus on a diabetic retinopathy during the observance of World Sight Day yesterday, October 8th. Diabetic retinopathy is said to be the third leading cause of blindness in Dominica and the leading cause of blindness worldwide.
It is to highlight the need for persons to maintain good eyesight, which contributes to every aspect of their livelihood. Their family life, their social life, their economic life, their education. And so persons must always check their eyes to ensure that they have good eyesight, and also to treat whatever conditions that may affect their eyes. This year, we chose to focus our information on diabetic retinopathy. As you know, diabetic retinopathy is the third leading cause of blindness in Dominica after cataract and glaucoma. However, it is a condition, if managed properly, over 90% of the people who go blind from it should not have to go blind. It is a chronic disease. It is a disease that is managed by maintaining your blood sugar at a normal level, maintaining your blood pressure normal, and your cholesterol. It is a disease that, even if you have normal vision, it can still be causing a problem in your eye. So persons have to know that they must check their eyes regularly.
Ophthalmologist Dr. Hazel Schillenford-Ricketts. Engineers are said to be finalizing the most likely option to create access to the villages of Delis and Buetica. Since the passage of Erica on August 27, access to the twin village has been hindered. The bridge at the Buetica Gorge, which connected the communities to the rest of the island, was reportedly washed away during the storm, cutting off vehicular access. Parliamentary representative for the area is Peter Sejan.
Of course, as PAL rep for the area, my overriding concern over the past 6 weeks and going forward is to ensure that the people can return to a state of normalcy as far as their livelihood is concerned, and that is hinged on providing them access. But again, let me remind my constituents that the government of Dominica, led by Roosevelt Skerritt, is consumed with the whole issue of providing access to the people of Delis and Buetica.
Meantime, Prime Minister Skerritt says government could make a determination soon based on the recommendations of the engineers.
The approach we'd like to take is to have a temporary approach and also permanent structure. Because clearly that the priority of the government is to cause there to be connection between La Plaine and Buetica and Delis. So that's what we are studying. The engineers are there first, and we're seeking to push to hope we can get. Obviously, there'll be different views from the locals and also from different engineers as to what is the best approach to take. But at the end of the day, we have to go according to what the professionals would advise us, because one has to take into consideration the safety of road users. So, but for now, the road can be used and has been used by the local people as a pedestrian crossing, and also we're using the cable to get the supplies across or to and from Buetica. We are seeking to put a better cable system. We were trying to do one the last couple of days, but there were some issues with it. Getting some new cable so we can upgrade what we presently have been using to get the supplies across to the residents of Buetica and Delis.
And Dominica has signed a $50,000 Canadian agreement on Wednesday to boost the production of crop agriculture, which officials believe is a game changer for that sector. The Ministry of Agriculture has been seeking to transform white potatoes into an industry and not just a seasonal crop. And to this end, funding was secured through the promotion of regional opportunities for produce through the Enterprise and Linkages Project Propel in collaboration with the World University Service of Canada. Through that agreement, new genetic planting material will be sourced that will enable farmers to be more efficient in their production of white potatoes. Director of Agriculture Ricky Bruman says this will allow the reduction of imports and naturally provide income for farmers in Dominica. Bruman says this will be the key objective to the program, and the ministry will be looking to purchase high-quality material. Director of World University Service of Canada Douglas Graham said the organization plans to look into the whole value chain of white potatoes, and the investment in the planting material is only a small part. Other components to the program include equipment, farmer capacity, extension, and training capacity. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Acting Chief Cultural Officer wants Dominicans to think of Erica's victims during this independence season. Attorney Anthony Astafan defends Prime Minister Skerritt re his association with jailed Chinese billionaire NG Lapsang. And Dominica signs a $50,000 Canadian agreement to hopefully boost production of potatoes and other crops. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our newscasts this week, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin, and thank you for joining us.